The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Pasuk says in Parshas Vayigash, Yosef told the brothers that he was Yosef. So the pasuk says, "Parak memhei pasuk yedbeis v'hinei einechem royos ve'enei achi v'nyamin ki pi hamidaber aleichem." Yosef tells the brothers that you see that I'm speaking with you. What does this pasuk mean? So Rashi says that Yosef was bringing a proof that he's really Yosef. He's not somebody who's pretending to be Yosef. So Rashi says that Yosef brought two proofs. First proof, he said, "Einechem royos." He says, "Sha'arei ani mol kochem," that he has a bris mila like the rest of the Shvatim. "V'oy ki piya medaber aleichem b'loshen hakodesh." The second proof that he said, which is a proof that he's really Yosef, because he was speaking to them b'loshen hakodesh. The fact that he speaks in b'loshen hakodesh, that is a proof that he's Yosef, because nobody else in Mitzrayim would speak b'loshen hakodesh. Now this, we have to understand what exactly this Rashi means. What kind of proof is it that Yosef spoke Lashon HaKodesh, that's a raya that he's Yosef? Says that, is this true that only the Shvatim spoke Lashon HaKodesh, nobody else in the world spoke Lashon HaKodesh besides Yosef and the Shvatim? So we see it's clearly not true, because beforehand, earlier in the previous parasha, when it talks about the brothers came and they spoke to Yosef, it says there was a melech, there was an interpreter between them. So obviously the interpreter understood the language that the brother spoke, and he translated into whatever language that he spoke to Yosef. So presumably the brothers came and they spoke Lashon HaKodesh. So the melech understood Lashon HaKodesh and he translated into whatever language, he translated into Egyptian. So this melech, whoever the melech was someone who understood Lashon HaKodesh. So obviously there are other people besides for Yosef that understand Lashon HaKodesh, besides for the Shvatim. So what kind of raya is it that the fact that Yosef speaks Lashon HaKodesh, that's a proof that he's Yosef? The Ramban already is on Rashi. He says, well, what does that mean? The Ramban says even more than that. The Ramban says Lashon HaKodesh, that was a language that was spoken in the entire Eretz Canaan. So anybody who comes from Eretz Canaan speaks Lashon HaKodesh. That's not a raya that it should be Yosef. What kind of raya is that? So the Chasam Sofer over here, Chasam Sofer in Teres Moshe Al Torah, says that it wasn't a simple proof. The proof wasn't just the fact that Yosef spoke Lashon HaKodesh because nobody else speaks Lashon HaKodesh. It's true that it's very possible that other people spoke Lashon HaKodesh besides for Yosef. Yosef was trying to bring a complicated proof. The proof is not so simple. We know at the end, last week's parasha, the pasuk says, "Halo yadatem." Yosef tells the brothers that, you know, "Kinachesh yinachesh ish asher kamoini." The pasuk says that Yosef told the brothers that I'm a menachesh, I'm about kishuf, and that's how I know exactly what was going on and knew exactly who took the cup, who stole it. And the Rashi and the Midrashim say that when Yosef invited the brothers over, he started telling them details about their lives. He started, Reuven's a tear, and he's a brother, and this. He said he started telling them all sorts of details. Now we know that Yosef knew the details because he was Yosef. And the brothers were stunned. How does this person know all the details about our life? So the story that Yosef told them, what Yosef claimed, how he knows all their details, is because he's a menachesh. Because through the Koyach HaKishuf, that's all he knew. He knew that they sold their brother. He knew everything because of the Koyach HaKishuf. So the Chasam Sofer says, so Yosef's taina is that he's a mechashef. And therefore he knows. So if he knows so much, why can't he use his Koyach HaKishuf to learn Lashon HaKodesh? His Koyach HaKishuf should enable him to speak Lashon HaKodesh, and then he could speak them directly. And the whole time he wasn't speaking Lashon HaKodesh till now that Yosef revealed himself to the brothers. So if he was relying on, for all the other details, he didn't have any problem telling them all the other details about their lives, and he was blaming it on the fact that he was a menachesh, so why can't he speak Lashon Kodesh and also blame that on the fact that he's a menachesh, he's a mechashef? So Akhtar Chasam Sofer, that the answer is, Yosef could have done it, but he did deliberately did not do that. Because, very interestingly, Yosef says, the Chasam Sofer says, if Yosef would start speaking to the brothers in Lashon HaKodesh, so then, we know the Gemara says there's a certain element of Tvias Ayin. There's a certain amount when you see somebody, how do you know that when you're meeting somebody, you know who it is? You recognize, when you meet the person, you recognize, you see him, and you hear him speak, and that's how you recognize, you remember that this is the person who you know, and it's not a random stranger. So there's a Tvias Ayin of recognizing a person's face. And the Gemara says clearly there's a Tvias Ayin of Koil. The Gemara says that even if it's dark, you can't see the person, there's a certain Tvias Ayin when you hear the person speak. So the Chasam Sofer, Yosef was afraid that if he would speak to the brothers in Lashon HaKodesh, so then there would be a Tvias Ayin, and then right away, the brothers would recognize him. As it is, the brothers didn't recognize him. Fine, so he looked different. But he was speaking a completely different language, and the language of different mannerisms, and there was a different style of speech that they weren't used to. So, because he was speaking that language, so they didn't understand, they didn't recognize that he would be Yosef. Once he was speaking a language, he would speak Lashon HaKodesh, so then the way he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, and the sound of his voice when he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, there would be a Tvias Ayin, and Yosef was afraid that the brothers would recognize him. That's why until now he didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore Yosef was telling them, that you see from the I could have spoken Lashon HaKodesh. I could have made an excuse to speak Lashon HaKodesh beforehand, and I didn't. That's because I was afraid you would recognize me. So now that I speak Lashon HaKodesh, that should be the biggest raya. You should recognize me through a Tvias Ayin, and the fact that I didn't do it before and I'm doing it now, that should be the proof that he's Taka Yosef. The Chasam Sofer suggests a different shot. Besides for this shot, the Chasam Sofer wants to say a different shot. Sort of mystical pshat. Zog the Chasam Sofer that Lashon HaKodesh retains a certain element of Kiddusha. And that's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. There's actually a discussion why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. But if you understand that there's a certain lamaila, it's not a tibiastik of Lashon, there's a certain ruchnistik of Lashon about Lashon HaKodesh. So the Chasam Sofer says that the segulas Lashon HaKodesh, the nature of Lashon HaKodesh is that if somebody is, even though he could speak it, anyone can learn to speak Lashon HaKodesh. You can learn the language, you can speak it like any other language. However, someone who's not Isaac in a Nyone Kiddusha, then the language doesn't stay by him. The language doesn't stick to him. A person learns a language, a regular language, so he learns it, he understands it, it stays in his head. But the Lashon HaKodesh doesn't stay in the head of a person who's not Isaac B'Kedusha. So Hagam, if a person will learn Lashon HaKodesh and will speak Lashon HaKodesh every day, day in, day out, so then he won't forget it, till he'll remember Lashon HaKodesh. But if a person learns Lashon HaKodesh and then he goes on, he speaks a different language, he doesn't speak Lashon HaKodesh on a regular basis, so then if he's not Isaac B'Nyani Kedusha, then he loses it. Chasam Sofer says, we find that in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael spoke Lashon HaKodesh. In fact, so much so that we find the Psukim in Yeshaya, in Melachim, that there was a general from the army of Sancheiriv called Rav Shake, and he came and he spoke to, they sent out messengers to speak to me, surrounded Yerushalayim. So the messengers told Rav Shake, when he started speaking, Rav Shake was speaking Lashon HaKodesh. He was speaking Lashon HaKodesh, and the messenger said, please change the language, because Rav Shaki, when he started to speak, he was Mechar from the Gadif. He cursed Hashem. And the messengers who came out didn't want the rest of the people to hear how this person was cursing Hashem. Therefore they said, and it says in the Psukim, they said to him, please speak Aramis. Because Aramis, that was the language that maybe the messengers understood, Rav Shaki could speak, but the Klal Yisrael didn't speak Aramis. Klal Yisrael spoke Lashon HaKodesh during the first Beis HaMikdash. Yet we find that they went to Golis, to Babel, and then he came back 70 years later. The second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. It's a very, very quick, over a 70-year period that everybody should lose, suddenly forget Lashon HaKodesh, and the whole language switches, the language of the country switches over to Aramis, and that when he came back to the second Beis HaMikdash, the language that was spoken was Aramis, not Lashon HaKodesh. What's the pshat? So the Chasam Sofer says it's not natural. It was taka unnatural, because when they were in a land of Babel, and not everybody was Isaac B'Kedusha, so then the language gets forgotten. So therefore, this process, even over a course of a relatively short period of time, 70 years of Golis Babel, they taka forgot Lashon HaKodesh, and they weren't that proficient in Lashon HaKodesh, that wasn't the language that they spoke every day, and that's why in the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore says the Chasam Sofer that Yosef said, I speak Lashon HaKodesh. Why is that right that it's Yosef? Somebody else speaks Lashon HaKodesh. But that was clear that even though Yosef spoke Lashon HaKodesh, but he didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh on a daily basis. They spoke them before, they didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. They spoke in a different language. And Yosef, when he dealt with the Egyptians, obviously he didn't speak to them Lashon HaKodesh. They didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So Yosef was living outside of Eretz Yisrael, in a land that doesn't have Kedusha, and he wasn't Yosef on a day-to-day basis speaking Lashon HaKodesh. So misegulas halashin. Naturally, if the person is not holding on his amadrega, so then the Chasam Sofer says he should have forgotten it. The fact that Yosef could turn around and start speaking fluently in Lashon HaKodesh, even now that he's living in Mitzrayim, that's a raya that he's taka ish kodesh. He taka is ish kodesh, and that's a raya that he has to be Yosef and he can't be somebody else. Those are the two pshatim of the Chasam Sofer. There's a pirush on Rashi from the, called the Sefer Nachas Yaakov. The Sefer Nachas Yaakov on Rashi, he brings down the Ramban's Kasha, and the Ramban says that, how could it be that you're gonna recognize Yosef just because he speaks Lashon HaKodesh? So he said that the Ramban says that Lashon HaKodesh is the language of the people of Eretz Canaan. So it's the people of Eretz Canaan, then there's no raya from the fact that he speaks Lashon. Everyone in Eretz Canaan spoke Lashon HaKodesh. So the Nachlas Yaakov says on this Ramban, he says, Tamuli pek kodesh yoimer zeh. How could the Ramban say such a thing? He says it's not true. He says that we know that there are 70 nations. The world is divided into 70 umais. And we know the Gemara says that there are 70 languages. Samaran Saita says, Gabriel came, he taught Yosef the all the 70 languages. So we know the 70 umay, 70 languages. So that means that each umma gets one language. So the Klai Yisrael is not one of the 70 nations. That's clear. Klai Yisrael is number 71. It's not part of the 70 nations at all. So if the 70 nations all have languages, then that means that the language that the 70 nations have is not Lashon HaKodesh. So Lashon HaKodesh is not included in the 70 languages. Lashon HaKodesh is something else that's miyuchad for Klai Yisrael. So therefore says the Nachlas Yaakov Lashon, no, that the Svas Kinan that the Ramban says must have been a different language. Svas Kinan is not Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is a different language, and Ken Zayn, Ulai will say that this, that there was a Melitz. It says that the Melitz spoke to them, he translated from what they were saying to Egyptian. So talking that the Melitz didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh, maybe the Melitz spoke the Svas Kanan, whatever the language of Eretz Kanan was, which according to the Nachlas Yaakov is a different language, it's not Lashon HaKodesh. In Mela, even the brothers weren't speaking Lashon HaKodesh when they were speaking through the interpreter. Only now that Yosef came and he spoke Lashon HaKodesh, so that's a right that he's Taka Yosef. In fact, we find it's not so simple. The Gemara says in Megillah that there's a halacha, we know there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Generally speaking, usually the Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh. And it's read in Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara says over there that if the Megillah is written in a different language, and you read the Megillah in a different language, so the people who understand and speak that language are yotzei if you lay in the Megillah in that language. That's the halacha that the Gemara says over there. And the Gemara brings a brisa that gives examples of different languages, gaftis the giftim, if you speak gaftis to speak who the people speak it, so that's the halacha that they're yotzei. One of the examples that the Gemara gives in the brisa, an example of a language that you're only yotzei if you read the Megillah in the language that these people speak, says the Gemara, is Ivris le'Ivrim. If you speak Ivris to Ivrim, what does it mean you speak Ivris to Ivrim? Ivris sounds like a language that's spoken by an Ivri. Ivri, we said Avram is the Ivri. It sounds like it's a Jewish language. So what does it mean you're speaking Ivris to Ivrim? So the Taz Rosh says that you see from here that when what the Gemara calls Ivris is not Lashon HaKodesh. The Rashi and the Ritva earlier in Megillah and Daf Ches Amid Beis say also that we see a raya from this Gemara that Ivris is not Lashon HaKodesh. Obviously, it's two separate languages. So it's mashma that the Ivris is a language like the sword like Menachas Yaakov, that Ivris is a language that Ivrim speak, people from this area, from this country, in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the language that they speak, but that's not the same language as Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is a completely separate language, and it's Taka Kodesh, it's Taka, a language that's Miuchad for Klai Yisrael, and we could say it's a language that's Miuchad for the Shvatim, and therefore, That's why it's Taka Raya. We see the fact that Yosef spoke Lashon HaKodesh is a Raya, that he was Taka Yosef. Now, in the element of Halacha, it could be that there is a big nafkamina. Do we understand that Lashon HaKodesh is just a language that Avraham Avinu happened to speak, and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim happened to speak? That's the Lashon that they spoke. And it's Lav Dafka was a language, a special language that was Miuchad for them, like the Ramban understands, that this was the language that was spoken in Eretz Canaan. Or do we say, no, Lashon HaKodesh is a specific language, a language that was specific to Klal Yisrael, was specific to Avraham Avinu, and it wasn't the language that was spoken by the general populace in Eretz Canaan at the time? What will be the Nafkimina? So, could be that the Nafkimina is, does Lashon HaKodesh, does the actual language of Lashon HaKodesh have a Milo that is considered Divrei Torah or not? Chutz on the fact that, obviously, you speak Divrei Torah and Lashon HaKodesh, but even just speaking Lashon HaKodesh by itself, does that have a Milo of more than Stam, Sichas Chulin or Dibur Chulin, that it's considered almost as if it's considered a Divrei Torah mitzad atzmi, mitzad the fact that it's spoken, that it's Lashon HaKodesh. And this has ramifications different places. There's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch called Yafel Alev. It was written by the son of Rav Chaim Palaji. So in the sefer Yafel Alev in Chelek Gimel Yerideh Simen Reish Mevav Sukkot Chaf Aleph, he quotes a sefer called Vayomer Yitzchak. The sefer Vayomer Yitzchak was printed in Tav Reish Lamed Vav by a person by the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Shem Tov. Akoponim in the Sefer Vayomer Yitzchak in Archaim Simchof Aleph says, he wants to know the following. The Shaila is, we know there's a Gemara that says that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy. It's an Isser. You're not allowed to teach Torah. It says, Mayrosha, Kilas Yaakov, Torah is a Mayrosha. The Gemara says it's Mayrosha, it's Dafka to Kilas Yaakov, and therefore there's an Isser that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy. So the question that the Sefer Vayomer Yitzchak has is, are you allowed to teach a guy the language of Lashon HaKodesh? Are you allowed to teach? He doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. He wants to learn Lashon HaKodesh. Is it osur or not to teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh? So interestingly, the Sefer Vayomer Yitzchak says, no, no problem. There's nothing wrong with teaching a guy Lashon HaKodesh. What's his proof? How do you know that there's no issur to teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh? So he says, how could it be osur? We know that it says that by the Dar HaFloga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, and his Bilbulu, he mixed up their languages, and that's how we have that there are 70 different languages in the world. But before the Dar HaFloga, the Pasuk says everybody spoke one language. What language was that everybody spoke? So it's brought down that language was Lashon HaKodesh. So the Goyim themselves spoke Lashon HaKodesh before the Dar HaFloga. So how could you tell me that there's something wrong for a guy to speak Lashon HaKodesh? How could that be? Therefore says this Vayomer Yitzchak, is quoted as the Yafel Alev, that there's no issur, nothing wrong, absolutely no problem with the guy speaking Lashon HaKodesh. The Yafel Alev himself doesn't like it. The Yafel Alev says that the fact that the guy spoke for Dar HaFloga, what does that mean? Why is that important? So he says that, why should it be a problem? So he says the problem is that if you teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh, because then you don't teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh. So is he going to learn Torah? He could ask you to teach him Torah. You're not going to teach him Torah. And he can't learn it on his own because he can't read the Sfarim. He doesn't understand the language. Once you teach him Lashon HaKodesh, then he can go learn on his own. So by teaching him Lashon HaKodesh, he says you will be over an Isser of Lifnei Iver. Because you're not directly teaching him Torah, but indirectly, by the fact that you are teaching him, giving him a way for him to understand the Torah. Therefore, it's Lifnei Iver, and it's Isser Gomer, and he says you can't teach him because Aidei Zeh is going to come to learn Torah. Very interesting chiddush of the Yafel Alev. I would assume that if this is true, that any goyrim, anything that you do to tell a guy to cause him to be able to learn something on his own, I guess it would be osur to tell a guy a weird to get information about Yiddishkeit. it would seem that if you would tell him to go, that if he goes to a certain website online and find out about Jewish halacha, which there probably are many places that do that, that would be aser also. Even though you're not actually teaching him the Torah, but you're teaching him, you're giving him a way in order for him to learn Torah by himself, the Yafalev would also hold that that's aser. Now the Yafalev says, Toich Dvarov, that there were those that wanted to bring a raya. That you see, you're allowed to teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh, because the Gemara says in Saito that we know that when Pari took Yosef out of jail, so Pari wanted to make him the Mishnah Lamelech. But the rule was that he couldn't make a Mishnah Lamelech unless he spoke all the 70 languages, all the Ayin L'Shainis. That was the rule. So the Gemara says in Saito that the night before, Bar Gavriel came and he taught Yosef all the 70 languages. And then the Gemara says, so he gave him, he tested him on all the 70 languages. Pari tested Yosef and he knew them. And then it says that Yosef started speaking to Pari in Lashon HaKodesh and he didn't know. So Pari said, oh, he's embarrassed, he doesn't know. So he asked Yosef to teach him Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara says the end that Itaka didn't stick, they couldn't teach him Lashon HaKodesh, and Pari made Yosef promise that he wouldn't tell anybody, and that's why later on, when the Pasuk says that Yaakov was Mashpia Yosef, that he would take him and bury him in Eretz Yisrael, so Pari didn't want to let Yosef go, so Yosef said, okay, I'll have to be Matir my Shvua, but if I Matir my Shvua to Yaakov, I'll be Matir my Shvua to you, and then I'll be able to tell other people that Pari doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. But Kapon, you see from the Gemara that the Yosef didn't have any problem, at least the trying to teach Pari Lashon HaKodesh. Didn't work, didn't go. But doesn't say that there was a problem. The Yosef said he couldn't teach Pari Lashon HaKodesh because he's teaching Lashon HaKodesh to a guy. Memela, so you would see from here, says the Afalev, it was this Lachorish Biarai that you're allowed to teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh. Like the Sefer Vayomer Yitzchok. Lemaisa, the Yafalev says it's not a riot. Right? So there are others that bring this also. It's not a riot. It doesn't prove anything because it could be that was Amos HaMalchus. He didn't really have a choice. It was probably close to, if Pari would ask him to teach him, he wouldn't say no. It was probably close to Vekuach Nefesh. So Agam, that really there is an Isser. And it could be an Isser there, right? Even Lifnei Iver. But B'mokoy Amos HaMalchus, Vekuach Nefesh will be mad to that Isser. So Yosef went on to teach Pari Lashon HaKodesh. It's not a riot. So Al-Koponim, the Yafalev holds that there is an Isser to teach Lashon HaKodesh. And I saw also there's a Tshuva Divrei Malkiel in Chelek Vav Siman Yutess. The Lashon of the Divrei Malkiel is, he says, Yesh Letzadeh Shalimut Tzvas Ivris Eine Bechal Limut Torah. He says, Yesh Letzadeh, he sounds like he's Mesupik. That it could be, it's not Bechal Limut HaTorah, and therefore there's no problem teaching it to a guy. But what's the pshat in the Sefer Vayomer? It's the Sefer Vayomer saying, I proved to you that you can teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh because they all knew it before the Dar Flaga. What's he talking about? Well, why is that right one way or the other? L'chayro would seem that what he's dealing with is this issue. The Yafalev is dealing with a different issue, that you can't teach a guy Lashon HaKodesh because of Lifnei Iver. But putting that issue aside, it seems that the Vayomer Yitzchak himself was dealing with a different issue. Does Lashon HaKodesh, Machnas Kiddushosai, have a darga, it's considered the Zemadreg as Divrei Torah themselves? And therefore, if it's Divrei Torah themselves, it's Lashon HaKodesh, you can't teach it to a guy. So for that, you have to prove the fact that Goyim themselves put Lashon HaKodesh is a Rai, that it can't have that degree of Kiddusha. So if it can't have that degree of Kiddusha, so then there can't be anything wrong with teaching it to Goyim. Mashain Kane, if you go like the other way, if you say that Lashon HaKodesh has Kedusha, so if Lashon HaKodesh has Kedusha, and if it's, especially if you say, not like the Ramban, if you say like the Nachas Yaakov, that only the Shvatim spoke Lashon HaKodesh, and it's Taka, not a language that was spoken by the other Goyim, and then maybe you'll say, not like you'll say before the Dar HaFlaga, maybe they didn't speak Lashon HaKodesh, maybe they spoke a different language. Koponim, if you go like that, then it's very, Yitochin will say that Lashon HaKodesh Taka has Kedusha, and since it has Kedusha, therefore, Be'etzim, you're not allowed to teach to a guy because it has the same adreg of Lashon HaKodesh. And if you think that it's a very l'chudosh tiketzad that Lashon HaKodesh, Machmas Kiddushosai, has a madrig of Divrei Torah, say it's not such a chiddush. Because we find this in Halacha, we find this elsewhere. The Rama writes in Simin Shin Zayin, Sivkotin Tezvov, there's a Halacha called Shtar Hed Yoytis. There's a halach in Hilchos Shabbos that there are certain things that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. The Gemara says that Shtari Hedyotis, which are primarily documents that are about Mekach u'Memker, documents of that have to do with business-related documents, there's an Isser that you're not, Isser Derabbanan, you're not allowed to read them, even either out loud, or even just to scan them without reading them out loud. There's an Isser Derabbanan, you're not allowed to read them on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, and it's brought down in Halacha over there in Simin Shin Zayin, that not only are these actual Shtar Hedyotis also to read on Shabbos, but Kazal made a gzeira of other things. There are other things besides for Shtar Hedyotis that a person is also not allowed to read, as a gzeira that a person might come to read Shtar Hedyotis. The Gemara talks about a case where you have a caption underneath a picture. The Gemara says also that case that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. The Shaila exactly what that means. But the Paiskim discussed, the Rishonim already discussed reading letters that are sent to you on Shabbos, if it's that theoretically it really should be included in the Gzeira of the Gzeira Atu Shtari Hedyotis. And the Shulchan Aruch over there says, has a whole list of a bunch of Svarim. He has a whole list of different types of Svarim. Sifri Mulchamas Taisus brings down the books that are about, to read books about wars. All different types of Svarim that are included in this Gzeira that you're not allowed to read them, because if you read them, it's Gzeira, you're going to come to read Shtari Hedyotis, which is Osir on Shabbos. So this is an entire category, entire Sugya Bifnei Atzma, which Svarim and which documents, which books are included in the Gzeira and which books are not included in the Gzeira. And there are many different Protim, when it's Mutter, when it's Osir. That's not our discussion. Our discussion is a Ramah. The Ramah writes on that halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says that all these kinds of books that you're not allowed to read because of Gzeirot Shtar Hedyotis. The Ramah says that's nira, that the only time it's aser is when these books are written in Lashon Laz, when the books are written in different languages. However, says the Ramah, if you have books on these topics, are written in Lashon HaKodesh, there says the Ramah, it's mutter. The makar for the Ramah is the Taisus, Taisus Shabbos Kuf Tezayin with Beis, when Taisus Shabbos says that you're not allowed to read Sifrei Mechamas, you're not allowed to read, but sounds like Taisus is talking about history books, books that describe wars that occurred in the past. So the Taisus, when he brings down this halacha, he says Sifri Mechamas that are written in Laz, Sifri Mechamas that are written in other languages. So the Ramah obviously is being medayik. Why does Taisus say it's written in another language? Why didn't Taisus say Sifri Mechamas? Sifri Mechamas are Asr. What difference does it make to me what language it's written in? So it must be that Taisus held that it's only Asr if it's written in Lashon Laz. If it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, then it's Mutter, then there's no problem. Now the question becomes, why? Why is it that if it's written in Lashon Laz, the same topic, the same exact thing, if it's written in a different language, then it's also to read, it's Gzeira. But if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, suddenly Lashon HaKodesh makes a mutter. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Ramah? So the Magen Avraham over there says, and Mishnah Berurah brings it down, the Magen Avraham says that the reason behind this Ramah, why Svarim that are written in Lashon HaKodesh are mutter to read, even though these are topics that otherwise you would not be allowed to read on Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham, is because the Lashon itself has Kedusha. Yesh bo Kedusha. So because the Lashon has Kedusha, it's Mutter for Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the Gzeira Shtar Hedyotis. There's a fundamental difference between this book, when the book is written in a different language, and when the book is written in Lashon HaKodesh. So you see, clearly the Magen Avraham understood Lashon HaKodesh, there's inherent Kedusha to the Lashon. There's inherent Kedusha to the Lashon, and now it gets this Madrega, it's like Divrei Torah. Obviously, Divrei Torah are not included in the Gzeira of Shtar Hedyotis. Shtar Hedyotis only includes other Svarim, but does not include Divrei Torah. So once you're writing this book, it's not the Torah. The topic of the book is not Torah at all. But Afal Pikein, it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, it has this Madrega Kilu, it's Divrei Torah. It has this Madrega because it has Kedusha. And since it has Kedusha, therefore, we see that it's not included in the Yisr Shtar Hedyotis. So this Lachayr would be a right. The Magen Avraham says that Lashon has Kedusha. However, we have all these Paiskin. The Paiskin say that it doesn't have Kedusha. So the truth is that the Etzem Halacha of the Ramah, the Rosen Daik from Taisus, there are many Achrayim who don't like the Diak, and they say Taisus was only giving an example. Taisus was giving examples of books that existed in his time, so the example was this book, which happened to have written in Lashon Laz, in a different language. Had Taisus lived in an area where it would write Lashon HaKodesh, then other Taisus would have said it's still awesome. That could be. However, it could be that even in the sheet of the Ramah, even in the Ramah himself, who understood Tosis, that there is a difference in halacha between this book, whether the books are written in Lashon HaKodesh or the books are written in another language, we could still explain that it's not because the Lashon has Kedushin. Magen Avraham says that's the Pshat, Mishnah Berurah says that's the Pshat in the Ramah, because the Lashon has Kedushin. However, it could be that over there in the halach of Shtar Yoytis is a little different, because we find that when Chazal made Xer of other types of things, other material, reading material that you're not allowed to read, Otu Shtar Yoytis, so Chazal said that the reason why you're not allowed to read these things is because if you read them, you're kind of going to come to read Shtar Yoytis. You're going to come to read documents that have to do with business. Now, how are you going to get from one to the other? So it's mavur in many Rishonim that the Chazal made gzeira on things that are similar to Shtar Hedyoti. Something that there's a common thread between this thing that I'm reading and these business related documents, since there's some element of commonality between them. It's a list, it's other things. So therefore there's a gzeira that if I let you read this, you're going to come to read Shtar Hedyoti. But something which is very, very different, and it's very unlikely that if I let you read this, you can end up reading Shtar Hedyoytis on Shabbos. So then, Memelo, there's no gzeir on such a thing. It's very yitachin to suggest, even in the Ramah, when the Ramah says that there's a difference between Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Laz, it's not because he held inherently Lashon HaKodesh is more Kaddish. It could be that the Ramah held like the other Shittas, like we held like the Vayomer Yitzchok, that the Goyim spoke Lashon HaKodesh doesn't inherently have Kedusha, and even the Yofla Lev doesn't say it's also to teach Goy Torah, teach the Goy Lashon HaKodesh because it has Kedusha. He's just worried about a different problem. The Pshat in the Ramah will be that the Ramah held that Shtar Hedyoytis, Pederach Klal, are not written Lashon HaKodesh. Shtar Hedyoytis are written in the vernacular. You don't write the business documents in Lashon HaKodesh. You don't write, you write them whatever language you speak. Therefore the Ramah held, and the Ramah understood the Pshat in Tosis is, that even if I have a book, if a book that's written Lashon HaKodesh, what's wrong with reading this book? There's nothing inherently wrong with reading, even if it's in a different language, there's nothing inherently wrong with reading it. It's only because if I read this book, I'm going to come to read Shtar Hedyoytis, and Shtar Hedyoytis is what's Aser. So therefore the Ramah held, it's very unlikely that if I have something that's in Lashon HaKodesh, which is not the regular language that you speak, and not the regular language that you read, it's a language that you usually associate with Divrei Torah, which is obviously has nothing to do with Shtar Hedyoytis. So it's very unlikely that if you read this book in Lashon HaKodesh, you're going to come to read Shtar Hedyoytis, so it's not included in the Gzeira. Now the nafkamina between, well, what's the pshat and the ramah is obviously bizman hazeh. We know that there are many things that you have in the entire country where people speak a language that may or may not be Lashon HaKodesh, even though there are a lot of parts of the language that are definitely not considered parts of Lashon HaKodesh. But in such a situation, the fact that the book is written in the Hebrew language is b'chlal not a raya, that is not exerting, it's not including exerting, and come to read Shtar Hedyoytis. Avado, the Shtar Hedyoytis themselves, the business documents themselves are written in the same language. So if you're in a situation where the business documents are written in the same language, obviously the Hes Heter, the Ramah, is not going to apply. Well, Kupon, be as it may, whatever the Pshat is, the Gabi Alach of Shtar Hedyoytis, we see that there is a discussion in the Paiskim, whether the Lashon HaKodesh itself, whether the Lashon HaKodesh just happens to be the Lashon that's used by Klal Yisrael, and it's the language that the Torah is written in, and it's not a language that's necessarily Miyuchat to Klal Yisrael, and there are other shittas that hold that no, Lashon HaKodesh is a language that's miyuchad for Klal Yisrael, and it's not a language that was given to the other nations, klal, and the Lashon itself has Kedusha, and therefore that's what sets it apart from the other languages.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.